Finally, what do you say to the people that say, well, this is illegal, we shouldn't be doing something that's illegal, we should be working within the law?
Well, you know, everybody wants to work within the law. There's no doubt about that. We don't find it any more comfortable working outside the so-called law than anyone else does. In fact, we're hoping that a settlement takes place. But let's not fool ourselves. There have been laws that have happened in the past that people have actually taken issue to and changed because they're unjust to workers, to their families, and to their communities. And I think that if we were to lay blame or show example to our children around being legal or being illegal, let's just have a little look at what this government has actually done in legally binding contracts to workers. Let's look at what this government has done in regards to protecting our rights in British Columbia around issues like softwood, where that was claimed to be illegal by the highest courts in the land. We didn't stop talking to the United States as a result of that. In fact, we continue to talk. There is absolutely no risk of the government going to jail as a result of them talking to teachers in British Columbia. They're guaranteed not to get a settlement if they don't go to a table. That doesn't guarantee anything if they don't, but I think that our members, as well as British Columbians, generally believe that that's where the effort should be put. It shouldn't be put on what the labor movement is saying, and it shouldn't be focusing on anything else than getting to a table and talking about the issues that are important to those people that provide the kind of learning that our children deserve.